So Rav Schacht had recommended that I give a chabur on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. I think he repeated the story when he gave his opening shir, and he was once at a simcha here, and told him he had a bris milah in the morning, and they had a suda after in the calf, and told him to offer him some schnapps. So Rav Schacht said to him, "Now I'm giving shir later on. I can't drink before I give shir." So they gave another Rosh Yeshiva. He told me the name, but he didn't say it in the psicha. So he said he gave him a drink, and the Rosh Yeshiva drank something. So they said, "How come Rosh Hashanah is not drinking anything?" He said, Rosh Hashanah gives shir and Shulchan Aruch. Every day he makes him bring Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. Our shir, we don't learn Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. Rosh Hashanah said it was like the biggest milah not to have a Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. So it's Rachmanas Litzlan. They're supposed to learn a Libet de Hilchasa. And Esther Weinberger about giving Chaburoso, he says that Eben Ezer is the Yesoma. This is like the orphan. No one learns Shulchan Aruch. You have people learning Orachaim, of course, Mishibur, people learning Yor Yor, you're going to get Smicha, Yadin Yadin Kolel, so you never have anyone learning Eben Ezer. So Shachta recommended that we learn Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, go through the Shulchan Aruch, whatever relevant, exciting ones, the Beis Shmuel, and go through Pesach Tshuvas, some of them as they come up. Let's begin right at the beginning, Hilchos Prior Review. First mitzvah of the Torah, perhaps, the mitzvah of having children. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Aleph, Chayiv kol adam lisa isha kedei lefaros l'rabos. It's a mitzvah. It's a requirement that each man has to marry a woman in order to have children, as we know. V'chol mi she'eino osik b'piru rivya. Anybody who's not involved in such a mitzvah, ki'ilu shofech damim. Very, very strong language. It's if he's murdering. U'memayit es ha'dumus. Right, we know tel melakim. We all have tel melakim. So the way to increase the dumus, in order to increase that, is having more children. Those who don't, in essence, are minimizing tel melakim. Very, very grave formulation. The gorim l'shchina shetestalik mi'yisrael. And it caused the shchina to leave. So this is very scary. The chol mishein lo isha shari b'lo brach. Anybody who doesn't have a wife, he's living without bracha, below Torah, this is Gemara in Yevamos, he's quoting, below Nikra Adam, he's not called a man, this is very, very serious. V'cheven shenasi isha, once a person gets married, avonosav mispakikim, all his averos are removed, you know it's the day of Yom Kippur for the chasen and kala, he's removed from all sins, slicha mechila, shenemar matza isha matza tov, you find the woman, you find good, yafeg ratzon, and he's Hashem. So you're completely absolved of all averos. So this is a big, big Indian to get married in order to have children. So if you look at the Beis Shmuel on the top, Sif Katan Aleph, he writes, Chayiv kol adam lisa isha, v'chayiv libol b'chol ona, afilu sheherish es baila, sheyimna onasa. It's a din brought down in the Mishnah Ksubis, that depending on a husband-wife's relationship, usually depending on the husband's availability and his profession, an ona is each time his obligation of having tashmish with his wife. So for Talmud Chacham, it's already Yadua Leil Shabbos, from week to week is the ona. So the person has to have bia, he has to be bol, his wife, each ona, which again, we're assuming Talmud Chacham for now, Friday night. Even if his wife gave reshus, you don't have to, she's mochel. The mitzvah of ona is up to her. It's her obligation. She exists for ona. She has the obligation to receive the tashmish. She's mochel on it. The individual, the man, is chayiv libol b'chol ona ad she halo ban. He still has an obligation from himself to have children. From her perspective, she can be mochel ona. So there are two levels, really three. The one level is he has an obligation of puruvu, so he must do have tashmish until he has children. And she has a right of ona, which she can be mochel on. So those are two different requirements. So then, there's a Beis Shmuel here. It's a little bit complicated. Not that complicated, but I don't want to get too involved in this. But if you jump down to Pesachei Tshuva, oftentimes the Pesachei Tshuva, on the bottom here, he quotes the Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev was basically the earlier Mishnah Berurah. Before Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Heitev is found in every one of the Chalakim. Mishnah Berurah writes in his Akdama, and Be'er Heitev did a wonderful job. But since his time, and until I lived, the Chavetz Chaim says, there's a lot more we need to add on. So we don't have Mishnah Berurah on the other Chalakim, but the Be'er Heitev served as that. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Be'er Heitev, look at him. We're going to just jump to the Pesachei Tshuva. He writes in Sif Katan Aleph, Lisa Isha Ayin Ber Heitev, B'Shem Beis Shmuel, Masha Hiksha, his question, Deha Afilu Im Kaim Puruvu, Chayv L'Kaim Le'erev, he's quoting a pasuk in Koheles, Le'erev Al Tanach. The pasuk in Koheles says, in the evening don't rest. There's a third level. There's a Chiv Tav Puruvu, there's a Chiv of Ona, but there's yet another Chiv of Be'erev Al Tanach, don't leave her alone, which means what? So look what he explains. He quotes on the Birkei Yosef, which is written by the Chida. He says, "Denichle lechalik dim kaim puravu." If you're ready to fulfill the obligation of puravu, ain uchayv libol b'chalona. He doesn't have to give her. And she's also, if she's mochel, so every Friday night he could. She's mochel. He has his children. There's no obligation anymore of tashmish. Ella mishum le'erev al tonach sagi le'itim rechokos actually aniach legamer. Then you could spread out the onos. You just can't mamish separate. It has to be more spread out. That's the third level. So there's a chiv puravu in the husband, chiv ona that she has that right, and then there's this concept of le'erev al tanach, don't rest, don't leave away from the evenings. Okay, so that's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, a very big inyan of having children puravu, big, big mitzvah. Then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Beis. Actually, let's do a Shaila Mora on the side for a second. Interesting Shaila Mora on the left side here. He quotes, this is more of a Lundisha point here. He quotes from Im Androgynous Mitzuval Puruvu. An androgynous, unclear man or woman, can't have children. Are they Chayvin Puruvu? This is a question. Ayin Betozuz Yavamos, he points out Peis Beis on the Beis, Dibur Maschal Tanan. Vidvereim Timuim Delav Bar Uluduhu. Very, very strange question. How do you have a mitzvah puruvu if you lemaisa can't have children? Doesn't make any sense. He leaves this as a tzarech in. Just to throw it as a possibility. Very strange. The Minchas Chinuch has a whole Indian, whole discussion in the mitzvah puruvu, where the mitzvah puruvu, we'd all assume, what's the mitzvah? What's the gedir of the mitzvah? Having children. He has this tzad to say that the maisa bia is itself the mitzvah puruvu, even if it doesn't result in children. I think he has some tanai. If it has children, then the maisa mitzvah is the bia. But the ikar mitzvah is the maisa bia, not the having of children. If you take that to the extreme, which is a big, big chiddush, then perhaps you could understand the suffix that an androgynous who can't have children, maybe is makayim the mitzvah through tashmish shalom.
According to him, what is the pasuk of la'erev al tanach ha'techa? Coming to tell me?
According to androgynous, this simply means...
I mean, according to Nechaz Chinuch, if the maisa bia is itself the key mitzvah, so why do I need la'erev al tanach ha'techa?
That just saying that if a person fulfills his obligation of puruvu, it stops. Once the person has children, then there's no obligation of tashmish anymore. And then if she's mochel in her ona, so the last thing left over is this pasuk in Koelah, is that even if you separate, don't separate too far apart from each other. That's according to all opinions, we'll say that. So it sounds from the Minchas Chinuch, you have to look it up again. It's been a while since I last saw it. But he focuses on the Maisa Bia. It ends once you have children and you fulfill the obligation, so then there's no mitzvah and chiyuv of Bia anymore.
Is an extension of the owner or an extension of Puruvu?
It sounds like it's a third category. Neither one.
It's not.
Maybe you can view this. Pashas, if you want to raise that question, which is a good chakira, maybe it's an extension of Ona, I would suggest. That's Pashas. But the way it's brought down, I think later on, Beis Shmuel brings it as three different categories. But I think in Lamdas, you're right. It could be, is it a din mefne atmo, or is it really an extension of Ona? Very good point. Okay. Sif Beis now tells us, which really strengthens this mitzvah peruvu, he writes, Ein mochen sefer Torah, ela kadei lilmod Torah v'lisa isha. You can't sell a sefer Torah. Is brought down in the last parak of Meseches Megillah. You can't sell a sefer Torah unless it's for the purpose of learning or to marry a woman. Those are the two heterim for selling a sefer Torah. So if you look at the Beis Shmuel, Sifkatan Beis, first wide line in mine, you have a little different, I think, Girsa or Tirsadaf, you have the same one as mine, I think. He writes, Ein mochrin sefer Torah ela kedei lilmod Torah. Bechlal ze, included in this, Isa haspakas tamidim. Not only that, but even just helping tamidim who are learning, giving them what they need. Ubechlal isa isha, and included in marrying off a woman or marrying a woman, isa lahasi yisomim, to help a yisom get married. So it's really two that's broken down to four: helping a person learn, or helping others learn, or helping yourself get married. Because when you get married, you need to be able to support a wife and a family, but also to help others get married as well. So it's really two that are four. Kamosha Kosov, Borachayim, Simon Kufn, and Gimel. Vishar Svarim, Nami Aser Limchor. Kamosha Kosov, Yardea, Simon Reish Ayim. Not only is it also to sell a Sefer Torah, you can't even sell Svarim, which is a big, big chiddush. A whole other discussion. The Rush famously writes that a person can be Mekayim writing a Sefer Torah through writing or buying Svarim as well. So, based on that same concept, you can't sell them either. Unless it's for these inyan.
Would this be subject to the same machlok as a poskim about whether or not printed svarim have kedusha? Meaning, if you have a printed safe, according to those poskim, like I know Rav Willig holds, the printed svarim don't have any kedusha. So technically speaking, you could walk into a bathroom with your gemara. So would you then say that that would not be included and you could sell a Gemara? Or is it not totally on the Kedusha?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. I think it is totally on the Kedusha because the Mishnah and Megillah talks about the different levels of Kedusha. So Pashtus is what you're saying is correct, that if you assume that there is no Kedusha by something printed, the Chor would be permitted to sell it as well. Yeah, I think so. But if the reason, let's say for selling, I don't remember, if the reason to sell is maybe you won't have anything available, that also would be permitted because there's so much available, unless there was a limit and that's all you had, a printed sefer, maybe then it would be usher to sell it. Mm-hmm. Even though there's no Kedusha, it's all what you have available to learn from. Okay.
And also, I've never heard of this being done as manazet. Like, you hear of kolim, like, collecting for their guys. You don't hear of them selling sefer Torah
right.
for their guys.
But this is talking about a situation where it's really, they had no money, mamish, no money. Mice, if a kol is going to sell, you know, fall apart, and all they do is have three sefer Torah left, they could sell them for $50,000 each and support the kol. L'chor, you could do it, but people shy away from this, I guess. It's not so, it probably doesn't happen so often that a person has a sefer Torah that he's able to sell off to support himself. To buy one in the first place, you have to have a lot of surplus. Back then, they would write their own sefer Torah. So a sofer, maybe a sofer could do that, I guess. In essence, a sofer does, I guess. He writes a sefer Torah and he sells it so he could support himself. Okay, let's go further now in the Beis Shmuel. He quotes now the cost of a chelkas mechokik. The chelkas mechokik is on the inside column on the Shulchan Aruch here. So he's quoting from him. He says the only heter to sell a sefer Torah is dafka mishum mitzvahs pira arivya to mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. Are you able to mochin sefer Torah? Avalahasi yisoma to marry off a orphan ein mochin. You can't sell. Women are chayv in peruvah. You guys saw these tosafim? There are a bunch of tosafim throughout Shas. Chagiga and Balabasra and Elf and Kedushin. So there's no mitzvah peruvah on a woman. So there's no heter to sell a yosoma, to marry off a yosoma. Marry off a yosom, that's permitted, but a yosoma, there's no mitzvah peruvah. Adafka lahasi yosom mofu mishim peruvah. Umihu, he writes, the Master Kosov of the Kaman, what we're going to write later on. Demochim Sefer Torah Lekaim Lerev Al Tanach, that you're able to fulfill that third din we spoke of before. Yesh Lomar, then Lahasi Yisoma Nami Mochim Sefer Torah Lekaim Leshevis Yotzer, the Isha Nami Utsuva Sheves. As we know, it tells us a larger discussion. I'm assuming you guys are familiar with this a little bit. So, although women are pata from Peru, they have this in Yinav Leshevis Yotzer, then therefore also perhaps the concept of Ona and also the Pasuk Lerev Al Tanach. All these inyanim women are obligated in. He quotes these tosafim from here, so then one would be able to sell a sefer Torah to marry off yosoma the fishitas beis Shmuel, but it's against the chelkas mechokik. Okay.
So he understands that la'erev al tanach is the same mitzvah as shavas. Right?
It sounds like they're very, very much connected. Very good. It sounds like they're very much connected.
The shavas yitzer is definitely its population related. More correct. In the Peru side of things.
Exactly. It's more global. Even like a Nachri could be involved in that, and Ben Noach, and as opposed to, right, very good, Erev Al Tanach is really about the relationship between the two of them, the two parties. But I think the idea is, I'm not sure he's saying that fundamentally these two inyanim are connected, more so that we see that there are obligations beyond Peru, which could warrant selling a Sefer Torah. Just like you could sell a Sefer Torah for the concept of L'Kaim Lerev Al Tanach, so too you could sell the mitzvah, sell the Sefer Torah for the concept of L'Shevet Sitzara as well. I think that's what he's trying to point out. It's not Davka Peruvu as opposed to Chalkas Mechokek, who does limit it to the mitzvah Peruvu. Okay. Sif Gimel. Neither of you guys married yet, right? It might be a little scary for you, this next Sif. Based on the Gemara Kedushin, as we know. Shulchan Aruch writes, Mitzvah al kol adam sheyisa isha ben shmona esar. It's an obligation for a man to marry a woman when he reaches the age of 18. You guys, I think, are all above 18. Vamakdim lisa ben yud gimel mitzvah ben mufchar. To get married as early as 13 is also a wonderful thing, very praiseworthy. And he writes, continuing, Aval kodem shlosha asar, before the age of 13, lo yisa. A person shouldn't get married. Dehavi kiznus. Like znus. Vishum inyan, however, no circumstance should a person ever lo yavor mi esim shana below each. You should never go past the age of 20. You guys are approaching that, no? If not already, you hit it. Okay. Misha avru alav Esim Shana Veina wrote to Lisa, but let's say he passes the age of 20, doesn't want to get married. Based in Kofanos, Alisa, Kidei Lekayim Mitzvah Perivya. It's like any other mitzvah we force upon. But to force you to get married, to have the mitzvah Perivu. However, if you're sitting in yeshiva, and you Osek Batara, the Tarad Ba, Umizyare Lisa Isha, he's going to get scared to get married. Why? Kidei Shalai Yitrach V'mizona. It means he has to go to work. And no time to learn. V'izbatel Min HaTorah, it's Bittel Torah. Motilis Acha, he's able to delay getting married. So he has, there are three levels here. Number one is the ideal time is really 13. Mitzvah min mufchar is 13, but we can understand if a person waits till he's 18 years old. But don't go past 20 unless, if he does, we have to force him to get married. The only heter to delay getting married is if he wants to sit and learn, he's concerned he won't have that time if he gets married. But this is the shita of the Mechaber. But the Rama writes, Rama says, Ubizman hazeh, nowadays, nagu shalalak of azeh, we don't force upon this. And let's say a person doesn't want to fulfill, a person has not yet fulfilled it. He wants to marry a woman who he knows can't have children. He goes, Nakarav is a Kana, she's too old, or she's barren, somehow they knew this. Oh, Kitana, she's too little. Mishum Shechoshikba, she has a strong desire to marry her. Oh, Mishum Mamon Shalab, he wants to marry her for the money. Apapisha Medina Hayalimchosbo, even though we really should prevent such a marriage. Lo nagu mekamadaris ladaktik binin hazivugim. We've stopped being so concerned with zivugim and different marriages. We just let them slide. Vafilu banasa isha v'sha'ima asar shanim. And let's say a husband and wife are married for 10 years and they don't have children, and the custom is to force them to get divorced to have a chance with another spouse. Lo nagu lakofa. So we don't force this case either. Lagarsha, we don't force them to get divorced. Afal pi shelo kaim piruvia, even though they haven't yet fulfilled this mitzvah. All other shidduchim we don't get involved in. Uvivad shelo te asur alav, unless it's of course an iser marriage, kohen to grusha, let's say, for example, then we would certainly get involved in that as much as we can. Other than that, we don't really ask questions. But ideally, we should. We should really push and encourage them. But we're not in the Indian of pushing, forcing marriages.
Why would we call before 13 znus?
Ah, very good. We're going to go to get the Beis Shmuel in just a second. Let's just look one more time. Let's look at the Pesachei Teshuvah 1 second here. Pesachei Teshuvah writes in the first page here, Sif Katan Beis, Hamaktim Lisa, because of Birkei Yosef, Ubedoros Elu, our generations, and certainly now, Nechleshu HaTavayim, we've gotten weaker, Uvenishtanu HaDoros, things have changed, Lachein Ein Lizahar Bezeh, we are not careful with this at all. That's what he writes. Haktim Lisa Ben Yugim. We don't get anyone, no one gets married at the age of 13. Things have changed. That the Rama writes, we're not kofin a love, but it sounds like from the Pesachei Teshuvah, we don't even allow it almost. It's just really not done at all. We don't encourage it, we don't support it. Okay, let's look now at the Beis Shmuel Sif Katan Dalet, your question about Znus. Why is that Znus? He said in the Mechaber that if a boy gets married before the age of 13, it's called Znus. Why? He's doing a mitzvah of Kedushin, mitzvah of Nisun. So says the Beis Shmuel, the Havi is Kiznus. Ayin Tosel Sham Ipso Perk Ichi Rabba Ubarash Perk Beis the Kedushin Kasru Du Lo Havi Znus. It's not called Znus. He argues in the Bechaber Kevan the Kedushin he had slow. He performed the mitzvah of Kedushin. V'chein Nuchach Miraya Shevi Tosos Mikatan Shisi Aviv Afil Kodam Yigimel Lekaznus. He brings a rise from Tosfos about this. Umashka Sof Perakanal, the Perak mentioned earlier. Ava Gavdol Tikna Rabbanan Nisun Lekatan. Even though Rabbanan never established, we know anything, before the age of 13, there are no mitzvahs. Ah, so the Chachamim didn't make a chinuch. Why isn't there a chinuch for mitzvahs of Nisun? So even though the Chachamim didn't make such a takana, Mikol Makam Amari Deleka Isura. There's no Isser to do it. Delo Chashiva Biznus. The mitzvah Namiika. So the Mechaber goes against the Tosus and the Rush that he thinks, the Tosus and Rush think it's a mitzvah and there's no Isser at all. But then they make a diuk from the Gemara there that maybe only there's a mitzvah once he reaches the age of 13. But maybe before 13 it sounds like it might be Znus. He's bringing a diuk, you know, we don't know, we have to look up the Gemara. And tells us to really appreciate what the Raya is here. But the Chain Hevin Bach. The Bach understands that there is an Isser. But he rejects this and says, "Veles and not true at all." That's a misunderstanding of Tosos. Elakavanas haTosos loochiach afilu heicha delo tikne chazal nesun. We call Malcolm lo habiznas. He argues. So Mechaber learns like the Bach of this Tosos. Again, to appreciate it, you have to look up the Tosos there. But Pashas is there is no znus here. There's no znus, and perhaps there's even some level of mitzvah involved of the child. Okay. Let's go now to the Beis Shmuel, Sif Katan Hay, where he says it's mutter l'sacher. Mechaber says if a person he wants to learn, he's allowed to delay marriage in order to get more learning. So the Beis Shmuel quotes Kein Chasav Harambam, Hu Shein Yitzo Meskaber Lav. It's only when he has a self control. He doesn't have self control, then he certainly can't hold back from getting married. V'harosh Chasav Kitzva Lo'oso Limud Liadana. Right, the Gemara tells us that Ben Azai, according to one opinion of the Gemara, he never got married. There's another opinion, he did get married. The Ben Azai Pashas, he didn't get married. So he's a unique individual, he's a Yachid. But other people can't go their whole life without having children and busy learning all the time. So there must be some limit. Now the Rosh doesn't know what that limit is, like 25, 28, what, he doesn't know what it is. But there has to be some limit here. But Harambam, he writes, Mashma the Srile Bemis Ain Kitzel Dever. There is no limit. El Benazai Shechashcha Nafsh Vitorah Hayalohetir Levata Pirivya. Afagav the Hayalev Shalisa Isha. He could have really married a woman. Lohayalo Tircha Mishmizonos. He still has a heter. So anybody else has a heter also for their whole life. So that's a machlokes, a Rosh versus the Rambam, whether there is such a limit how long you could stay unmarried for.
The Rush doesn't say a limit.
It doesn't know what the limit is. It has to be some limit.
There must be a limit.
So it could be, it depends on the individual. It's subjective, maybe. Speak to your Rav, what you're capable of doing. But the Rambam says, keep going weiter. Keep going weiter if you want.
What does it mean by v'lo yiyelo tircha mishum mizonos?
It sounds like he could have been in position, Benaz, I don't know what his financial situation was, but it sounds like maybe he could have got married without having any tircha. I don't know why that would be. And maybe it was somehow known that he wouldn't have such a difficulty with this. Okay. Okay, now the looking very interesting for Rabbi Kiveger on the side here. Kiveger writes that
which
this is Os Gimel. Sham Os Hey, Harash Kasav Kitzva Lo Salimud. So he writes, B'tshuvas Haram Mintz. Simon Mem Beis Kasav Ach Yesh Lechali. There's room to distinguish it. Dizehu Dafka Biyameim Shahaya Gvul Lilimudam. Their days during the times of the Rambam, the Rosh, there was a limit what you could learn. What did they have to learn? They had Tanakh and the Midrashim, and they had a Gemara and the Rosh. The Rosh was the Rosh. There's nothing really beyond that. They didn't have the walls of Sram like we had. So for them, there's only so much you could learn. You chazer things over and over again, but they had a limit. The Lo Tzar call Yumeim Lo Mode Eitzar Rabbim. They didn't have to learn with their Rebbe all the time. You learn the Svarim and that too. And Shrekhna says nowadays also, it's very easy to finish Kol Tzar Kula. Hey, Tanakh, Medrash, Halacha, Gemara, and that's it. And that's you finish, that's Kol Tzar Kula. However, Mishum Hachi, Yilmod Kodim. That's why they were able to learn before they got married and finish Kol Tzar Kula. Vacharkach Yisa Isha. Well, Ata, nowadays, this is according to Tshuvas Rami Mintz. Nowadays, the Ata Ani, who could go to Ata, the Chafetz Ata Liyos Koyomecha Bebeis Harav. You always want to be in a Rebbe's house to learn more. Imkein Lo Yisa Koyomov. You can't learn. You can't. You shouldn't get married your whole day. There's no limit. The Talmud Vechule. There's so much to learn. So we could just. There is no limit. The limit's not Shaykh for us anymore. That's in essence what he's saying, according to the Rush. Umikomak Luvasof Masayim. In the end, he concludes. Umikomakom. If he's able to learn by himself, remember, if he's living in his house of his Rebbe, that's where they used to learn, he can't get married. He wouldn't be able to go to his house all the time. But if a person's able to learn on his own, so, if Yosef has a wife, so then, unclear, if a guy can learn by Yechidus, and he get married, but this way he can't go to his Rebbe's house anymore. Sarachin, what's he referring to? He's referring to Gemara and Tainus, I believe. It talks about Charvel Abadim, when people learn together, they get sharp. It gets sharper. You learn the Chavusa, you learn in a Chabura. So he's lacking that element of the Chabura but he's still able to continue to learn, is that considered, is that going to be okay to learn b'yachidus, but to get married? This way you could get married in Mekayim Pervu, but your learning is going to be less. Or no, is it better to continue to learn by your Rebbe, b'chabura, but not get married? That's where he leaves off as a tzarchim. But we see here, there is no limit. A person can learn and learn and learn until ever he needs to, whether it be because of the Yitzhahara, or he gets burnt out. Learn until whenever. Okay. Let's look at there is an interesting Pisca Tshuva here. Here we're doing the time here. Let's look at the Pisca Tshuva on the bottom here. Sif Katan Hey. Kiznus. So the Mechaber says that a child under the age of 13 who gets married is viewed as Znus. Zeo Das Rabam Vator. But Tosis in Rush, like we saw in the Beis Shmuel, Sfir Lei Delo Habiznus, came into the Kedushin he Yetzla. It's Kedushin, it's a mitzvah. Vayin Chelkes Mechokek Beis Shmuel. Ubechuvat Knesset Yecheskel, he quotes now, She'ela Nunhei, Mechalik Im Oviv Masi Lekatan, O Ha'av Yitvos Metaltalan, Suba Az Havi Mitzvah. If the father is marrying off his child, and the father is the one who's giving the money towards the ksuba, here's money he's giving to his child to hold on to the ksuba if he ever need, then that's not considered a znus, that's considered a mitzvah. And that's shitas tostos in the rush. Aval im hu atzmo nose isha, but if he on his own goes to get married, that's havik znus. Why? Very fascinating. Mitam di afshar lichtov ksuba. He can't write a ksuba, he has no money. Di ein maisa katan klum. The Yishra im Isha, he's living with his wife below ksuba, without a ksuba, and have a biasasnus. Right, if a person doesn't have a ksuba, they can't stay in the same house. It's called biasnus. So because of that reason, he can't do it on his own. It's called znus, and that's the fascinating chilek. That doesn't sound like that's what they had in mind. But either way, he's machri the din that according to the Tosos, it's a case where the father married him off, and that's why there's a mitzvah because there's a ksuba. But when he married himself off, where there is no ksuba, it's called biasnus. Okay, let's just do one last sip dal here in the Mechaber. It's a quick, and then we'll stop here. Mitch is going to pick up next week. The Shulchan Aruch writes in sip dal, Misha chashka nafshu b'torah, ki benazai. Someone who has such a chetchik to learn, like benazai did, tamid, constantly, v'nidbak ba kol yamav, it's always connected to him, v'lo nasa isha, doesn't get married, ein b'yado avon, such an individual, does not have a sin, v'hu shalo yehei yitzo miskaper love, so long as he doesn't have a strong yitzara, that he's able to overcome it, and exert self-control. Okay, Yimit Hashem Yishol B'Zoche, get married soon and learn both at the same time, get supported to learn, and to have children, and peruvu, Yimit Hashem very, very soon.